Christmas has always been a magical time, or has it? 30 years after the first recorded Christmas, the Pope was already warning that too many people were spending the day not in worship, but in partying and eating to excess. By 1616, the playwright Ben Jonson was nostalgically remembering Christmas in the old days, certain that it had been better back then. Other elements of Christmas are much newer. Who would have thought that gift wrap is a novelty of the 20th century, that the first holiday parade was neither at Macy's nor even in the United States? In the new book, Christmas, a Biography, social historian Judith Flanders takes a look at the myths, legends, and history, moving from the origins of the holiday in the Roman Empire through Christmas trees in Central Europe to what might be the first appearance of Santa Claus in Switzerland. It is a great pleasure to welcome Judith Flanders to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Nice to be here.
All right. What brought you to Christmas as a subject to look and to write a biography of Christmas?
Well, I believe that this is the moment when I tell you it's been a passion of many decades. But in truth, I was sitting talking to my editor and he suddenly gazed into the distance and said, "How about a book on Christmas?" And it was actually so far from my mind that we talked for 20 minutes before I finally said, "Oh, you're talking about me." And he said, "Well, yes." So I went away and did some reading and I found that, damn it, he was absolutely right. It was a perfect subject for me.
So what was fascinating about it ultimately to you that you thought you could explore?
I had believed my primary area of interest is 19th century Britain. And I had believed, like many 19th century British historians, that Christmas was primarily a Victorian invention. And one of the things that I found really gripping was how wrong I had been, that Christmas as a festival of consumption, as I came to think of it, goes back centuries. And the 19th century developed many of the themes, but so much had been lying in wait, waiting for the possibilities, the technological possibilities of the 19th century.
At what point do we start to see it emerge in some way as the holiday that we celebrate today?
Well, the thing that interested me was really from what historians call the early modern period, the 16th century onwards. It becomes very much what we know today. It becomes a holiday that centers around food, that centers around drink, heavy on the drink, that centers around, to a degree, gifts, not in America yet or in Britain, but in Germany, it centers around decorated trees. All of this starts to happen in this period, and it's really with the rising middle classes, the ability to have these things, to be able to afford that bit of meat at Christmas time, to have the time to be in cities where you can buy things, that creates the holiday as we know it.
Do traditions start to make more sense when you put them in context? Meaning, when you look at how the Christmas tree developed, does it make sense of why we go, we cut down a tree, bring it into the house, and put, God forbid, candles on it, and now, not much better, cheap electrical wiring?
Well, that's the funny thing, isn't it? When you stop and you think about these customs cold, as though you were a Martian, they're so weird. I mean, why do we stick stockings up on a mantelpiece? I mean, who thought of this, for goodness sake? It's such a strange thing to do. And one of the things I found so odd about this book was each time I had to pull back and think, oh, yes, why do we do that? When did that start? Trees, you know, it's a big thing. You kind of notice that there's a tree in your living room. So, yeah, when did that happen? But it was things like stockings. I so took them for granted. It took me a long time to even think to begin to search for it.
So what brought us to stockings? How did that work?
Well, it seems to be the case that it was just thought up by the same people who thought up most of the Santa Claus stuff, that is Washington Irving and his pals, who included Clement Clark Moore, who wrote what we now call 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, who thought up many of these traditions, including stockings, which just kind of emerges at this period. And suddenly, bang, within a decade, this is, you know, sort of an old traditional thing we've done for generations.
Have there been things that, I just thought of this question, so I apologize, but have there been things that haven't caught on in the same way, that were traditions that seemed to go by the wayside?
Well, there are lots of traditions that fell out of use. And then there are other traditions that sort of transform themselves. For example, in parts of Germany, one of St. Nicholas's sidekicks was known as Pelz Nickel, Furry Nicholas. He wore animal skins. And when Germans from that area emigrated mostly to Pennsylvania, they took Pelz Nickel with them. But he transformed himself, and he became, keeping roughly the same sounds, he became the Bell Snickel, which actually is a word I just like saying a lot. And they took some of the German traditions, like going house to house on Christmas Eve and being rowdy, you know, shooting off guns, which then turned into fireworks. And instead of it being called by a German, it became known as bell-snickling. And you dressed up as the bell-snickle. So bell-snicklers went bell-snickling. You know, they took the English endings of the words. And equally, you have other traditions that just fall out altogether. In England, in really through the 17th, 18th centuries, groups went wassailing. They took a cup of beer or alcohol of some sort. They took a cup, they went door to door, and each household gave them a drink, and they hoped maybe some money and some bread and cheese. So this gradually transformed itself into caroling. We lost the drink and we gained the carols. People going down the street. So it's not really that traditions vanish. They become something else.
When you look at the way we celebrate the holiday now, and the fact that there seems to have always been, this is one of the things that I got from the book, that there's always been this struggle, if you will, over the religious roots of the holiday, and somehow that's being co-opted by all of the other stuff. As I mentioned in the introduction, this is something that's been going on for well, millennia.
Yeah, I mean, as you said, at the beginning, from the 4th century.
So what happened?
Well, you get, again, it's the way things take on elements. Basically, the church decided that the Nativity would be marked in December at the solstice. Partly, this fitted in then very nicely with an agricultural rhythm of the seasons. In the winter, there is much less for people to do. They have time for other things. But of course, what merged with this is in the winter, they have less to do. They have time for other things. You have just killed all your animals that you can't afford to feed over the winter. So you've got a big stock of meat. You've just made, depending on where you come from, either beer or wine. So you've got a lot of food and drink now. You had in the Roman Empire, you had Saturnalia, you had the holiday of the Calends, you had the holiday of the New Year. In the north, you had other winter solstice holidays. So all of these things merge together, that this becomes a focal point, not merely of religion, but also of amusement. And in a way, the church, it wasn't that the secular world was latching on to something the church did. The church was latching on to something the secular world was already doing. So it's not that the irreligious, the secular aspects take over or not. They've always coexisted. They've always been part and parcel of the holiday.
The book is fascinating. It is called Christmas, A Biography. It is published by Thomas Dunn Books. Judith Flanders, a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much for joining us, and have a beautiful holiday season.
Thank you. Happy Christmas to all of you.
Thank you very much. Again, the name of the book is Christmas, a Biography. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.